I was doing a film out in Cognac, and it was going very well. And I remember at the first audition of the film, they had asked me, am I scared of anything? And I think I was 14, 15 at the time. So, of course, like any 14 or 15-year-old does, you say, no, absolutely not. I'm not scared of anything. Anyway, it comes to sort of halfway through the shoot, and everybody's sort of acting a bit strange. I'm in the makeup chair, and they're all giggling away, and I'm thinking, what's going on? I sort of like, there's a joke that I'm not part of. So I go upstairs to my green room, and there's pretty much the entire crew in two lines standing, going into the room, and they were watching me as if I'm about to go in and get married or something. So I walk in, and there is this huge guy. I'm talking his arm. Well, his forearm was the same size as my thighs strapped together. And he was standing in front of one of those huge steel, like, metal boxes that you take music equipment on tour with. And he's standing there. He opens the box and he pulls out this python, which was even thicker than his arm. I'm talking probably the size of... I mean, it looked like a double-decker bus. And he pulls it out and he puts it on his shoulders and hands it over to me. And I'm thinking, what on earth is going on? And the director comes over and says, oh, Max, so basically what we're going to do is we're trying to get the sort of movement shot for the... because it was a werewolf film and I transition into a werewolf. And they want to use the snake's movement to be the thing that they CGI over. So I had to get into a bed. The sheets were covered. The snake went round my entire body and I couldn't see what it was doing for the entire shot. And anyway, my sister in the film has to come in. I'm hyperventilating, like, and she pulls over the sheet and the snake is staring at my face with its tongue doing that flicky thing, licking my lips.